Hello, Luke and the audience. I'm Anna. I don't know if any of you has ever cried for a stranger or something that you're not familiar with at all. I did. This afternoon, I cried for a bookstore that I have never set foot on. It is a bookstore called Downing. In Chinese, it is called Tangning. When I was at high school, my school bus drove past the bookstore, or specifically the sign of the bookstore every time I went back home. Downing is located at the CBD of the city, surrounded by skyscrapers. I always imagined that one day, at my 30s maybe, I can live near Downing. It is an environment that I think an elite will live in. From my perspective, elite means be good at what you do. It is still my dream to be an elite, study well in my professions, be a wheel in the society that keep this world running. But sadly, this afternoon, I found out that Downing was closed in May this year. I was so regret that, in fact, Downing was not difficult for me to get to, but every time I told myself I can find a day and visit there, and now it is closed. For me, Downing is not just a bookstore. In that area, a bookstore is rare. It is a little space for books and thoughts in a business district. It tells me, do not pursue the success too much. Then forget about books, literature, languages, cultures, the things that is very important in my life. But then I saw the article, it says that many people, especially the old customers of Downing's, they wish that the bookstore can keep opening because it is the place that full of their memories of reading, buying the books they like, and visiting the bookshop with their loved ones. I was so happy because I found out that I'm not the only one who liked this place, who regard this place as my dream towards a beautiful life. That's all. Thank you for listening.